Original 16, a great way to celebrate things done well.
Hi, everyone, and welcome inside our Flames postgame live. It's brought to you by Original 16, celebrating things done well. Brendan Parker alongside Corey Sarich as the Calgary Flames have their win streak come to an end here tonight. 4-2 the final over the Seattle Kraken. Actually, it was the Kraken that come in and get the victory in the fourth and final head-to-head meeting this season between these two teams. And Corey, maybe let's just first start with what we saw here tonight, because I think playing out like we saw on Saturday was the fact that it was a slow start for the home side, and unlike Saturday night, there was no comeback magic here tonight.
Yeah, and it was something they talked about early. We heard Ryan Huska talking about it this morning. They didn't have a great start against Pittsburgh, but they knew that Seattle is one of those teams that comes out and takes it to you. So it was not for lack of knowledge or lack of warning, but for some reason the Calgary Flames started a little bit flat tonight. I thought they passed up a lot of shot opportunities early in that game, which led to them not registering a shot until well past the 10-minute mark of that first period. And got to give Seattle a little bit of credit. They came out, they played some pretty stingy defense off the start and, you know, really took it to the Flames in the offensive zone.
A lot of block shots in this hockey game on the Seattle end of things, and no strangers in terms of collapsing into the slot area, but Flames just couldn't really find a way to get inside on this team tonight.
Yeah, and you kind of notice when the Seattle was defending in their own zone, they've got five guys that really collapse, and then that's where they start from and they work their way out. And Flames did try to shoot through that quite a few times. They tried to make plays, passes through off the rush, especially early in this game, but Seattle did a really nice job. I thought that the Flames were gaining some traction in the second period. I thought they were the better team. Yep. But then, again, tonight was, we'll see, that early one in the third period was just a little bit too much to come back from.
Yeah, same. Almost seemed to be playing out exactly like Saturday did with that early goal going up 3-1. And then, you know, obviously there wasn't enough magic coming back in the third period after the Flames were able to cut into that lead momentarily. Let's take a look at how things played out here tonight as we go through the highlights. Eventually, we'll hear some reaction inside the Calgary Flames locker room. Obviously, hear from head coach Ryan Huska to come as well. But first, here's a look at how it all went down tonight. And it starts way back in the first period. And not too long into this one, it's Yanni Gourde who gets an opportunity to bury a puck in the high slot after it hits a couple of sticks and a couple of bodies in front. And Johnny on the spot is Yanni Gourde to put it away.
Yeah, it was a bit of a tough bounce here, and it ends up right on his tape. But just moments before this, and we won't see it on the highlight, Yanni Gourde had a 2-on-1 that they couldn't quite convert. They stuck with it throughout that shift and eventually got the bounce right on his tape, and nothing that Markstrom could do about that one.
No chance there, and it was a number of 10 bell saves in that first period to keep it just the 1-0 score, and that would allow the Calgary Flames to go on the offense in the second period. This is the power play, second man advantage of the game, and Andrei Kuzmenko sticks with it and then sticks it in short side on Philip Grubauer.
Yeah, nice little play here. Kind of fooled everybody. Fooled the defense, fooled the goalie. Makes it look like he's going to take off and head around the net, and just found a spot and was persistent with that stick to force that through the goalie's pads.
For Kuzmenko, that's 12 on the season. Ties it up at 1, but that tied score wouldn't last long because Seattle would find the go-ahead goal once again in this period, and some nice passing, and Jared McCann finds Oliver Bjorkstrand there to put it away.
Yeah, and then a tough break here. It's a breakout pass by Pahal. He puts it on to Backlund's. It's kind of his skate, his stick. He mishandles it a little bit. Quick transition by Seattle behind the net. Shillington maybe needs to be a little higher in the slot on this one, and it was in their twine.
This is that goal you're talking about. You can see the ice is still wet to start the third period, and on the rim it was picked up by Matty Beniers, who spots Adam Larson.
Yeah, a couple of very similar goals, just where pucks along the wall, they don't get the job quite done, the Calgary Flames, and they get exposed right in the middle of the ice. And Adam Larson makes no mistake with this one. Just a quick release, almost uses Hanifin as a screen there, who's trying to recover from the corner, and Markstrom's got no chance on this one.
So as we said, started to look like Saturday. They give up that early one in the third period, 3-1 at that point, but then some life comes into the home side, and once again, it comes courtesy of a nice offensive zone shift, and Andrei Kuzmenko gets it done again.
Yeah, quick release from the point. Nice little screen in front there by Pospisil, and he was a pest. He was a thorn in the side of Seattle all night tonight, and there he is on the doorstep creating that screen. And this was probably the Flames' best line by far. I thought Huberdeau, Sharon Govich, they created a little bit, but really couldn't get to the net. this line again with Nazem Kadri probably being the catalyst for most of it was the best line for the Flames tonight.
Yeah, Kadri helped set that up, and then Flames get a power play, and you think maybe this is where that game-tying goal comes. Instead, it's the insurance marker for Seattle as Jared McCann goes in on the breakaway and deposits that one, his team-leading 26th goal of the season.
Yeah, not one, but two power plays late in this game for the Calgary Flames. You're thinking that they're going to maybe connect on another one. They've already had one earlier in the night tonight, but it doesn't happen. And that last power play there got a little sloppy near the end. Just moments before McCann broke out on the breakaway, there was pucks bouncing in front of Markstrom, and you can't have those breakdowns, especially at that critical juncture. You got to find a way to convert on that special teams.
Yeah, it was McCann that had the chance, kind of 2-on-0 or a little short side 2-on-0, and Markstrom made the first save, and then that was moments later. All right, let's go inside the Calgary Flames locker room. Let's get some reaction from tonight's hockey game. I believe Jacob Markstrom now standing by. Let's hear. Oh, Andrew Mangiapane. Well, let's go to Andrew Mangiapane. He is tonight's first guest on the postgame show. Let's get our reaction here.
Pittsburgh start. The message, at least what we heard, was, you know, pace and a better first period. Why wasn't that the case tonight?
Yeah, just don't know. I think we just kind of weren't ready to play today for whatever reason. Obviously, our first wasn't our best, and you know, and then we were trying to chase the game the whole way and trying to claw back into it. So it's a tough one, but we got to learn from this, and obviously have a better first next game.
Not that you design it to have to come back, but that can be a dangerous way to live, can it? Just knowing that you can push in the third despite what's going on, that has to feel good. The idea of getting in a hole can't sit well.
Yeah, I love the way we kind of battle and try to claw our way back each game that we play, but I think it's easier, obviously, in this league to play with the lead, and that starts with better first periods and coming out ready to play, and that's on everyone, right?
A lesson of just how thin the margins are right now. You guys play to win every game, but it feels like every game is must win.
Yeah, exactly, right, and it puts more pressure and stress on us now that we're, you know, have whatever 20 games left in the season, right? So, each game's important for us. Trying to crawl back here, and we need every 2 points, right? And just a disappointing kind of effort in the first period. Like they're kind of second and third, where we kind of tried to battle back, but you're just kind of playing from behind. It's tough every time.
Andrew, how frustrating is it for a power play unit to go out there on the chance to tie the game and have them go the other way on you?
Yeah, it's really tough. You never kind of want to get scored against on the power play, and especially late in the third there, right? You know, we got to kind of do a better job there, and it's a tough pill to kind of swallow.
Andrew, what turns the game around and gets you guys kind of going in that second period? Is it that power play goal?
Yeah, that was big for us, and I think, you know, everyone just kind of up their game, right? I think everyone knew that we needed to be better than our first. Their first wasn't very good, so I think the message in the room was just, you know, everyone get their legs moving, forecheck, kick guys, kind of get involved in the game. I think kind of everyone started to do that.
All right, there you hear from Andrew Mangiapane. Love the fight, love the you know, the way they start to push back, but obviously not loving their starts right now.
Yeah, and it's hard to come back when you just don't create that momentum. You don't get kind of the blood flowing. Again, and I've talked about it a few times this year between you and I, Brandon, just not enough physicality in the first period. And I'm not talking about running guys over and things like that. Possible threw a nice hit early on Larson.
Yep.
I thought that was going to set the tone, but you got to be physical in your own end. That's how you reduce the opponent's chances. It gets everyone into the game too. And I just didn't see enough of that tonight. It was kind of at a stick length the whole first period, and you got to get your feet moving, you got to get engaged, and it'll just, you know, help solve a few problems for those starts.
Right. All right, let's talk about Kuzmenko, because he misses a couple of games battling an illness and gets back in the lineup on Saturday, maybe a baby step, and then, you know, tonight maybe seemed a little bit more like, you know, the guy that has that release and the opportunities in the offensive zone were a little bit more plentiful here tonight, as it were on.
For sure, and he was kind of taking Connor Zary's place on that line with Nazem Kadri, and we've got to give him credit. He's been dragging everyone along with him. But if we look back to this morning and what Ryan Huska said. He's like, he's got to be on the puck. What makes him effective is if he's trying to track the puck, if he's all over it, if he's hounding it. And I thought he did a really nice job. There were several examples. He jumped in on one faceoff tonight, took the puck. It didn't result in anything, but it was possession time for him and his line mates. And tonight we're going to see a few times him trying to get rid of the puck here, a couple of heavy shots, and then he eventually gets rewarded at the end of the third with a really nice goal.
Yeah, absolutely. But it had that kind of shot look mentality, and that was one of those examples there. It gets a little bit of traffic in front, courtesy Martin Pospisil, and then that shot is a weapon. There's no question about it. See it right there.
Yeah, and if he's going to get to play with some guys like Pospisil, who's got a screen for him there in front, yeah. Kadri, who's done a nice job of distributing the puck to his line mates all year long, could be a good combination for the next little bit here.
Yeah, at least until Connor Zeri is able to make his return. He's day-to-day right now with an upper body injury, just missing his first game tonight. But Kuzmenko does a good job stepping in. He gets a couple of goals to show for it here tonight. Let's hear from him now. Here's Andrei Kuzmenko after the game.
On another first period that didn't go the way you wanted. Tough start.
One more, sorry.
Another game where your group doesn't have a good first period. Kind of getting behind early again, like Pittsburgh.
Yes, was done good first period start. We need a better this moment as the next game. Because as every game is very important to us. And so we'll start the game. And after first period behind Seattle, it's done good situation for us. But a couple of things we have is after this game. And we need a good play in the next game is a better. Because every point is so important for us.
Man just said that the group wasn't ready. How come? Why is that?
What one more?
Andrew Mangiapane said that you weren't ready to go tonight. Why is that?
I don't know. Those are good questions. Good questions for me and the other players. I don't know. Because we need to play better. Just simple answer. It's this moment. I don't know why. But as we have a couple of things in the next game, so we need other stuff. It's not saying this.
For you, did you feel good scoring a couple of times in front of the fans? How do you feel with that?
That's how I'm feeling. It's okay. It's not very, very good, but it's every day is better. It's after trade is a step by step in this new team. New rules and the coaches and new players. This is very big different. And every day I need a step by step as a work hard. Doesn't matter on gym, on ice. Because I want show is my maximum, but now is my game is not very good. I understand this moment. But now is a good moment. We have 21 games left to the season, and it's a good chance for me as a show my maximum, my potential with this team, and help this team.
What did you do differently tonight that made you have success?
What's one more?
Like, you were happy with your game tonight, and why? Your personal game.
It's for me, it doesn't matter. It's personal game. When it's my team moves, it doesn't matter how many scores, how many assists. It's not individual sport. This is teammate and team guy. And for me, it doesn't matter. Today I score, it's not score. We lose. It's a very bad moment for me.
Okay, thanks.
Original 16, a great way to celebrate things done well.
All right, welcome back inside Flames Postgame Live, brought to you by Original 16. The Seattle Kraken come in and win the fourth and final head-to-head meeting between these two teams this season. They split the season series 4-2 the final. Brendan Parker alongside Corey Sarich. We'll hear from the head coach, Ryan Huska, momentarily. First, let's talk about one of his line mates here tonight. We talked about how Kadri, how effective he's been as of late, and obviously you get two goals from Kuzmenko tonight, but Martin Pospisil still had his name all over the score sheet in a different part of it tonight. Started, as you mentioned, right off the hop here, and then finished his night, at least finished with a bang as well.
Yeah, he had quite a few big body checks out there, and I'm sure we're going to see a few of them. He had a great screen on Kuzmenko's goal, but he was very noticeable for all types of reasons. He takes out Larson, who's a large human being right here. I don't think Larson's ready for that body check at all. Let's see what else, other things he's doing tonight, getting shots off from the point, mucking in a little bit here.
Yeah.
And he just, every period, there was really no... kind of no break in his play, and he's going to have to learn how to take a little bit of this stuff if he's going to dish out some punishment.
Yep.
Guys are going to take exception to it, and you're going to have to either learn how to protect yourself, you're going to have to learn how to get out of situations, skate away from them. I know with his concussion issues he doesn't want to be engaged, but it's unfortunately going to be probably part of the game. I can know just from, like, personally throwing a lot of body checks and getting noticed out there, and like you said, maybe not for the offensive part of the game, it attracts a lot of attention. And I think it's vital for this Calgary team. I think he's done a phenomenal job. I don't think he can shy away from that. He has to continue to do what he does, and he drew a couple of penalties tonight that resulted in a Flames goal. So he's going to really have to walk a fine line. It's not going to be easy to do.
Right.
And
but he's good at it.
You're going to have to know who you're on the ice against at all times, because, again, it's a league, and people don't forget, and people have long memories out there. So, but I do enjoy watching them.
I mean, it gives the team some juice. It gives the building some juice. But you're right. It definitely attracts the attention of the opposition on most nights. And that's part of it. That's part of what comes with that.
And you know what? I think he throws the hit in the first period, but he continues to kind of push and agitate even into the second. And it's got to help spark your team. I don't think that's a direct result of the Calgary Flames being better in the second. I think they got focused in between the first and second period, but it certainly doesn't help. It keeps your team engaged, and hopefully a few more people maybe join in.
Yeah, there you go. All right, let's get some post-game reaction from the coach now. Let's listen in on Ryan Huska, who's at the podium.
How did you see that one, Ryan?
Slow start, and then we too little too late, I guess, way to sum it up.
Kuzmenko, you had kind of spoken to what he needs to do better tonight. Did you see what you wanted to see?
Yeah, he was one of our better players for sure, consistently. Like, the shot attempts even. Like, he was trying to shoot the puck. And whether or not they go in or not, yeah, it's a real positive for us and for him when they do. But when he's shooting the puck, things happen. So it was a good night for him. Step in the right direction.
Can you speak to the edge that Martin Pospisil plays on, and where you kind of can live and die by it?
Yeah, well,
we saw that both tonight.
Yeah, he has impact every time he plays the game, you know, and he's learning his way right now, I guess, is what you can say for the majority part of the year. Like, he's been walking the line on the right side of it for sure. He's done a really good job with that. So he brings a lot to our team in regards to physicality and making sure he's prepared to play.
Did you feel like
They drew from them that kind of got you guys into the game, really?
Yeah, for sure. And that's, you know, like we've talked before, he's at his best when he agitates, when he's playing that style of game.
But did you feel like that had crossed the line?
I don't know. I you know, we have the thing on the floor. I haven't watched it again as a review yet.
What wasn't working for your group early in this game?
We didn't play to the game plan to start in the first period. We were looking for skill instead of the work, and that doesn't work for our team.
What's the line with a guy like Martin where you don't want to rein him in, but you do maybe want to teach him sort of how to control that aggression? How do you approach that as a coach?
That's part of experience. Like, the more he plays, he understands, and he will understand, right? That's a big part of it. He's a special player because of what he has, so you don't want to take that away from him.
How do you feel about your 6-on-D tonight? A little different with the pairings with Osterlien.
Yeah, I thought they were not very good early on, and that's why everybody got flipped around, and then I thought they improved as the night went on.
Ryan, I know you're not going to complain about the sort of situation you guys are in, but you've won five, won 5 points at this one. And how challenging is it now at this spot in the year where every loss can feel like it has so much?
Yeah, It's a good question. I feel like it's been that way for a long time, though, because of the start that we had. So at the end of the day, we put ourselves in this position where all of our games are important games, and they have been for a long time. So we have to get right back on track in Tampa and make sure we're ready to go for our next one.
And you got a power play goal. You generate lots of shots, but it ends up giving up one at the end there. How do you assess the body of work from your power play?
The first one I don't think was very good. I thought it was very perimeter, and they were pass happy. And then I thought they started to do some things the right way, where they had more of a shot mentality. I thought they were aggressive, and they had some chances to score besides the one that they did score. The shorthanded goal, I thought, you know, Raz got put in a tough spot up top, you know, and now he's flat-footed with pressure coming out at him. So unfortunately, that one went in on us. But there's a stretch of it, or parts of it, I should say, that we like tonight.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, the head coach of the Calgary Flames, Ryan Huska, summarizing tonight's 4-2 loss, and the obvious one being the slow start, and then obviously this game is unable to get back into that comeback form, as they've done that 9 times this season, and third period not meant to be here tonight. And as we kind of wrap things up, it's a 5 straight wins coming into tonight. That was a season high, and you know, this team, especially over the last month and a half, has had the ebbs and flows. It's been, you know, 4-game wins, 3-game losing streaks. And I think right now, as he said, you know, you're in this chase position, and you have to, with 21 games left, win games. You got to win them. And you know, I guess maybe just more of what it looks like now as you go to Tampa and start this 3-game road trip out east.
Well, I think as far as the Flames are concerned, this is where the streaks probably have to come to an end.
Yeah.
Right. They big winning streak, 4 games, losing streak, 4 games, winning streak, 4 games, losing streak, 3 games, winning streak, 5 games. You can't afford right now to go on a losing streak again. So it's they've got a couple of really tough opponents coming up. You've got the Tampa Bay Lightning. You've got the Florida Panthers, a couple of really solid teams. But if the Calgary Flames continue to do as they've done this year, they like the tough challenges.
Yep.
Look at the teams that they just knocked off on this homestand. So if there's one bright spot, this team seems to be prepared for the best talent in this league.
Sure.
And they're going up against two of them upcoming. So I expect probably a real great bounce back effort from this group.
Yeah, well said. And they're going to get put to the test with three of the better teams in the Eastern Conference, starting with the Tampa Bay Lightning. And then we'll at some point play the number one team in the East right now in the Florida Panthers. And then trade deadline mixed in there as well. And I wonder, you know, sort of what you remember about this portion of the schedule when you're, you know, staring at that date, and position may change throughout the years, but I'd imagine it is a nervous day for everybody, and probably looking forward to putting it in the rearview mirror at some point.
Well, you have different experiences with the trade deadline. Sometimes you know that your team's not doing anything.
Yeah.
And the chatter around Calgary all year is that this team is going to be doing something.
Yeah.
Whether it was the moves that they made leading up to this deadline, whether it's, I think that the Calgary Flames are probably not done going into this deadline. And as a player, you just block it out and you play. And I know that sounds cliche, but that's just what you do. I'm sure if your name is part of it, it's probably not an easy thing to do. And this day and age, it's a little different as well, because everyone's so well connected with technology. Things happen and everyone knows right away. It used to be such a surprise for us.
You didn't have to worry about that.
Yeah, and a lot of days you were playing a game, so you're getting ready and you're focused on your game. You wake up from your nap, and then you finally connect to the internet, which was a new thing for me, you know,
early in my career.
And then you'd see all the trades. And a lot of them didn't come until late.
Yeah,
you'd already be partway through your game, finished your game that day, and there'd still be trades trickling in, so it's a little more
the fax line got backed up a little bit.
It happens a little faster this day and age, so not quite as exciting, but again, it's not an easy time for any hockey team, and you just, again, you focus on what you can focus on, and that's what this team will be doing.
Well, and it is what they'll do, and they've talked about that basically from the start of the year, and have done a really good job with it throughout the course of the season, despite whatever distraction may come their way. And maybe the biggest one will come on Friday. That is, though, when it will end, because trade deadline will come and go 1 p.m. Mountain Time, 3 p.m. Eastern on Friday. And then, of course, they got those 3 games all around it as well. Starts with Tampa, and then Florida Panthers and Carolina Hurricanes to round out a 3-game Eastern road trip. As for tonight, though, we'll close the book on this one. The Calgary Flames suffer their first loss in 6 games. The 5-game win streak comes to an end at the hands of the Seattle Kraken, the final tonight, 4-2 for the visitors. And now they'll head out on the road to the Calgary Flames, starting with Tampa Bay. A couple days in between, tomorrow's a travel day, practice day in Tampa, and then it's the Lightning on Thursday before back-to-back games, both matinee, the old afternoon special in Florida and Carolina, coming up on Saturday and Sunday. Thanks for watching Flames Postgame Live, brought to you by Original 16. The next home game here at the Scotiabank Saddledome, Tuesday, March 12th. That's when we'll see you next. Thanks for watching Flames Postgame Live.